Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for tonight is the Gospel just read, taken from St. John chapter 13. Our Lord washes the disciples' feet. Well, I don't know about you, but it felt really good to sing the Gloria tonight. Seems like it's been a long time since we've sang that canticle, Glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth. Frankly, I almost felt like we were cheating. You know, we can't really be joyful until Sunday. We have to be gloomy. Yet everything about this service to this point has been, frankly, pretty cheerful. Think of that great Luther hymn we just sang, singing the Gloria, praise to you, O Christ. There is a joy in what is coming that we hear and receive tonight. God wants us to be refreshed and restored and prepared for the great 3 days. These great 3 days, beginning tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night, and into Sunday morning, the great 3 days are the three most important days in the Christian year. These are the days in which our Lord gave himself over. These are the days in which our Lord suffered, died, was buried. And these are the days in which our Lord rose again from the dead in might and victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil. But this journey is not an easy one for him or for you and I. There is something to be said about learning how to receive God's gifts. We can see that with Jesus and Peter. But they were hardly the first to have this sort of conversation. We could see that with Moses and the elders of Israel. Do you remember that? Do you remember that line where they say, "We will obey everything that God has given to us. We're going to keep the whole thing. It's all on us." I wonder how that worked out for them. Not so much. They could not receive God's mercy, but thought that they had to do it themselves. Or think of Naaman, that Syrian general that had leprosy. When he went to find from the king of Israel what was he to do in order to be cleansed, eventually they got to Elisha, and Elisha said, "Go wash in the Jordan River 7 times. That's it. Just go wash. Nothing special." And yet everything's special. He couldn't believe it. He could not receive from God the mercy that God wanted to deliver to him. And again, that brings us to Jesus and Peter. Jesus, the creator of the universe, the one to whom all of heaven and earth shall bow the knee. Jesus takes off his outer coat, wraps a towel around his waist, and goes and washes the dirty, smelly, messy feet of his dirty, smelly, messy disciples. And it is just a little crazy. Why would he do this? Peter doesn't get it. "Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Really?" Jesus says, "You don't get it now, but you'll get it later." Sounds kind of like a parent there. And Peter says, No. You don't wash my feet." But we cannot be a part of the community of God without first receiving God's mercy. We have nothing to give until we have received it all from Christ our Lord. I know that some of you have heard me tell this story about our dear friend Merle Sauer before, but it bears repeating. You remember Merle. always here. Always here. Always with a smile on his face. Always willing to help in whatever way was needed. Seems like I've been here 12 years and I'm still finding, oh yeah, Merle made that. Really? Where did that come from? His work kind of seems like it continues everywhere. Well, some years ago, our friend Merle got cancer, as you remember. He was dying. And I remember, like it was yesterday, Merle sitting in my study, talking to me about this. And Merle's greatest fear in this whole process, it wasn't the pain of dying that he was worried about. It wasn't where he was going to go or what was going to happen after he died. His biggest concern was that he did not want to inconvenience his daughters. He's dying, and he doesn't want to be a burden to anybody. And eventually, as we kind of talked through this, he kind of came to realize that sometimes the greatest thing you can do for another person is to receive from them, to let them help you. And by letting them help you, you are, first of all, confessing who you are, that I am a human being, I am not God. And secondly, you are confessing to them that you need them, and that is better than okay. That's exactly the way God made us. And so, tonight, as our Lord delivers himself over to death, he gives this lesson to his disciples. He washes their feet, and then he gives them his own body and blood. And then he sheds his very blood for the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world. And then he will rise again from the dead. And then he will give it to you again and again and again and again and again. So be refreshed. Rejoice in these great 3 days. Christ our Lord has conquered death. Come, receive it all here and now. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.